Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Aurelio Montegudo. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Aurelio Montegudo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is hit by the pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Buford moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montegudo fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Montegudo. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews throws the ball into Green, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Montegudo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montegudo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Green steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Lau and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Donohue. McCraw moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Nicholson scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Matthews reaches second base with a double. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lau settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Matthews reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, White Sox. George Alozic pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dave Duncan now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-4 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gentile strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.